Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Night. None of us died in our sleep, so here we are.
Oh, wow.
Jeremy, Katie, Josh, live and local at Lone Tree, Colorado. Katie's firing up that YouTube feed. Although some of us look like death this morning. I'm not going to say which one of us.
Oh, again. Wow. Firing shots this morning.
You're going to be self-conscious for the rest of the show. You can find us by searching Mix 100 Denver on YouTube, all brought to you by Safeway. We got Fast 5 coming up at 7:30 today. So set a little reminder in your phone and try to call in and have some fun with us. Woke up this morning to chillier temperatures after a 102-degree day yesterday. Pulled into the parking lot here at work and got out of my car, and I was talking to one of our sports guys who pulled up at the same time, and he's like, we need a sweater. He's like, I'm a little cold right now.
But you're talking weather with our coworkers.
I know, it's what we did. And then we talked about his girlfriend, and I can't talk about what we talked about with that.
Oh, wow. And then it escalated quickly.
It was highly inappropriate. It was the weirdest transition from weather into inappropriate things with his girlfriend. But he's a good guy.
And I know exactly who you're talking about.
Nelly,
so
right?
It makes it even more fun.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's very much like me, very quick-witted.
Oh, yeah.
And funny. I think that's why I get along with him so well. But his girlfriend's a wild one. Anyway. Anyway, Katie says, what, you had something going on in your life? You wouldn't tell me what it was off the air, so I'm dying to know.
Well, because I know that maybe it's a little quick. Like, I kind of did something on impulse, and maybe I shouldn't have done it already, being as what I went through.
Did you freeze your eggs?
No. Okay, so here's the thing, is I bought a pillow from TJ Maxx, and it is the best pillow I've ever bought in my whole life, and it has changed my whole, like, seriously, sleep routine, and I am getting 8 straight hours of sleep to the point where, like, I wake up and have to go to the bathroom so bad because it is such restful,
overshare,
amazing sleep. No, I'm telling you.
You might as well have picked up some rubber sheets while you were there, just in case.
That's not it. So
you pee the bed.
The thing is you know those mattresses, the purple mattress, I think they're called,
right?
With the, like
the honeycomb.
Yeah, the honeycomb thing, and I have been saving up for a pillow
because
the purple pillows are like $250. They're ridiculously expensive. So I was at TJ Maxx the other day, and I see one of these honeycomb pillows in their pillow rack.
Was it a purple one or a knockoff?
No, it's a knockoff.
Okay.
But it was $13.
It was called green?
And 98 cents. I can't even remember the name of it. But I will tell you that it has the same honeycomb structure, and I was honestly a little hesitant at first. I was like, I don't know if I want to get this.
It's a big dilemma.
I was like, I don't know if I want to spend the $14 just to be disappointed, right?
Yeah.
And so I went home on Sunday night and I slept on this pillow. And yesterday this happened where I woke up and I was like, that is the most
restful sleep
I have had
firm?
In months. Firm, just
supportive.
Enough. Supportive, but still soft.
Cool.
Like, there's a cooling feature on this.
See, that's
pillow.
What I need. I need something supportive yet cooling.
Yes.
Because I sweat the bed so much.
And it is such
game
a
changer,
neat feeling because I have a lot of hair. And so, like, that's kind of my thing is it gets a little sweaty sometimes and it's uncomfortable. And
you ain't seen nothing, girl.
And then I can't sleep.
You ain't seen nothing.
So this is such a game changer for me. And then so I didn't want to get excited because it had just been one night. And I'm like, maybe it's just a different pillow.
Yeah.
And my body's like, ooh, what's that? Something different. But no, last night, same
can I
thing.
Borrow it and try it?
No, absolutely
is that, would
not.
That be weird
it's
if I borrowed your pillow?
$13.98. You can go buy one of these pillows.
I might have to.
And just see if it works for you as well. But I am like really impressed with this pillow.
I'm glad you gave us a little product review because I've always wondered how those pillows feel.
Yeah.
I've always wondered how that mattress feels.
Well,
as well.
My friends have the pillows And so that's kind of why I wanted, because I tried them one time and I was like, oh my gosh, this is the best pillow I've ever tried. But
are you ready for an overshare?
What?
So I've been, it's been so hot in our master bedroom is so hot. I sweat the pillow so bad last weekend. We had to put, we had to wash it and put it outside to try to dry it in the sun. It was sitting outside for 2 days and it wouldn't dry.
You sweated that bad?
You know, after the sun hit it, I looked at it and it was like kind of like looking at a globe or a map of the world because of the yellow stains all over it. It looked like little continents and stuff all over the pillow. If I had rolled it up, it would have been a globe.
There's America.
And I finally had to go outside and pick it up and throw it in the trash.
Yeah, the pillow's time has come, Jer. You need to just throw that one away.
It was time for that one to go to a landfill.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an overshare.
You really should look into a cooling pillow.
All I got to say is, sorry, ladies, I'm taken. It's time for a little Mix 100 sports update. I meant to play this yesterday, so I'm going to go ahead and do it now. It's a couple days old, but I feel like it has just been popping on my social within the past 24 hours or so. So there was a Women's Professional Baseball League opener. First game ever, right?
Nice.
It was back on August 1st in Springfield, Illinois.
Okay.
And they brought out some ladies to sing the national anthem. Martha Reeves, I guess she's a Motown icon. I apologize, I don't know anything about her. And then two other ladies, but sadly, the performance has gone viral because of this.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light?
Not too bad.
What so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming.
Beautiful.
Gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
Still there.
Oh. Or the
All right, just a little bit more.
Of the free.
There we go.
And the home of the brave.
I got to be honest with you. I think that's one of the most magical, beautiful renditions of that song I have ever heard.
One of the most memorable, that's for sure.
Memorable, yeah.
I will not forget that one.
Bless their hearts, I guess. That has gone viral for all the wrong reasons there. Anyway, that's sad. Did nobody like have a tryout session?
Did we not practice?
Was there nobody else?
Yeah.
I don't know.
When were the warm-ups? Jeez, Who was listening to that?
Oh, boy. I got this for you. The Denver Summit FC is saying that they are speaking with the mayor's office to have the Women's World Cup matches here in Denver in the year 2031. They believe that the tournament may be an awesome economic opportunity for Denver, and they want to pursue this only if the financial benefits are clear. So they are going to be talking to the city about this, but that's a good look. Having all the ladies here playing sports ball and making some money for the city.
That Absolutely. Would be really cool to see, especially after all the hype that happened from this year's World Cup, to see that come to Colorado. I would absolutely love that. That's awesome.
And from that to the Denver Broncos, they say they are remaining focused on opening their new stadium in Burnham Yard for the 2031 NFL season. Although they're hitting a lot of setbacks right now.
Oh, no.
People in the community around there are upset about traffic, housing costs. What's it going to do to longtime residents that might be displaced by this? Denver Water has to remove a bunch of stuff over there. But they're saying, we're going to try our best to begin construction in spring or early summer of 2027. We'll see.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. I can see one of the big holdups being the residents out there getting all butthurt about stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And really throwing the brakes on things.
It's an empty railroad yard.
Like, I know, but it's going to bring a lot of traffic and a lot of people.
It's going to change the landscape for sure. But don't you think all of this would have happened before they said they were going to? I just feel like all this should have happened already before they said they were going to buy it. Because it's a thing, right?
The
it's
public happening. Is powerful, right? If they start petitioning.
I guess it still could come to Lone Tree then.
Ah,
it'd be kind of cool. There you go.
What you got, Josh?
Well, we're moving on from the Denver Broncos to the Denver Nuggets. How cool is this? If you think you've got what it takes, and I'm looking at you, Katie, to possibly be a professional basketball player, you have your chance to showcase your skills.
What?
Grand Rapids Gold, which is the Nuggets G League team, which is still a professional basketball team, is holding open tryouts one day only on August 30th. Now, you do have to pay a little bit of money. It's about $170 to get a tryout spot. But you have every chance now to literally make it to a semi-pro basketball team, which that's just one step away from being a Denver Nuggets player.
Suit me up, coach.
Right?
So you're not going to spend that money.
You wouldn't do
who
that.
Are you kidding?
August 30th. Metro State is holding the open tryouts from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Right?
Just to say I did it.
You should do it.
Send Katie. Can we like make that a company?
You should pay for me.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Buy you some big baggy basketball shorts.
Oh,
what if JK?
Oh, you good?
Are you kidding me? I have like 4 pairs of those.
You can show them your big Nuggets back tat.
I have a tattoo.
You do.
Right? Shoes.
Exactly.
You have
Nuggets
shoes. You shouldn't even try out with that big old back tat.
I know. I have shoes with my name on them. They don't even, like, I just need the jersey. We are set.
It's a sign. Like,
this is a sign.
Come on.
You're going to be a Grand Rapids Gold player.
Well,
yes.
If they don't pony up the cash, we got to start a GoFundMe page.
To get me to try out for the Nuggets.
Please.
Yes.
So good.
Best GoFundMe ever.
Can we
ever.
Post a picture of that tat at some point?
I mean, yeah, sure. Go Nuggets.
Can I have your attention, please?
You thought you'd heard it all?
Just when you think you've seen everything.
No, not even close.
Who's spiraling? Who's getting canceled?
What's the local buzz?
What can we expect? We're diving headfirst into the chaos. It's the Mile High Hype.
Yeah, what's up, what's up, what's up?
With JKJ.
On Mix 100.
Well, some more numbers are out about Spider-Man, Brand New Day. I guess it's the biggest domestic box office opening ever. About $360 million. So a lot of spider nerds went out and saw that movie. I think the biggest story in regards to Spider-Man is this story making the rounds this morning. It was a screening in Colombia where an entire theater, including some dude in a Spider-Man costume, I bet you his girlfriend loves that, they all had to be evacuated because somebody in the audience had extreme flatulence. Yeah, everyone had to leave before the end credits because it smelled so bad. They are calling the farter the real villain of the movie.
Yeah.
That's going to be pretty bad when you can clear out an entire movie theater. So
absolutely.
Maybe that guy had some bad lettuce.
You know?
You don't know.
That could be accurate.
You don't know.
Poor guy.
Did I pull some audio for this? I did. I'm a Zac Brown fan. I love me some Zac
absolutely.
Brown.
Absolutely. Chicken fried.
Oh, yeah. Chicken fried all day long, Katie Cat. Zac Brown Band made history Sunday night at Boston's Fenway Park when they gifted every concert goer a free cruise.
Whoa.
The entire audience.
Tonight we're going to do something that even Jimmy would say is crazy. I'm buying every single person here a cruise for two people on the boat. Every single person here gets a cruise for themselves and a loved one. This is the biggest giveaway in history, ladies and gentlemen, here tonight at Fenway Park. Make sure you get your ticket and you hit the code, and we'll see you out on the water for sure.
So there was more than 37,000 fans attending this sold-out show. They did the math. It's like $40 million in giveaways. It's like the biggest giveaway ever. You thought Oprah back in the day when she gave everybody a car was big?
Oh, yeah. That was just a studio audience.
This is even bigger.
Wow.
So they maybe. Hypothetically, have teamed up with the cruise line, probably.
Well,
maybe.
But still, to be able to do something like that, Zac Brown Band is one of those groups that's like, I just love them even more now. Never heard a bad thing about that group. I love their music, so yeah.
They're definitely on my road trip playlist.
Oh yeah,
little Zac Brown Band and Kenny Chesney, and yeah, so good for them. I got one more thing. It's local. Before we toss it to Katie. Denver City Council unanimously approved a major rewrite of the city's nightlife regulations on Monday night. So nightclubs and other nightlife businesses will be required to maintain surveillance cameras, prohibit weapons, and make reasonable efforts to prevent disorderly crowds from forming within 25 feet of entrances and exits. Those bouncers are going to be working overtime.
I know, like the things they expect people to do. I think hope this they is pay them more.
Obviously, yes. I think this is on the heels of I've seen a few Instagram posts lately of people saying this is why I don't go to downtown Denver, and there's a lot of fighting outside the clubs and stuff.
Yeah.
And on top of that, we've talked about this a few times on the show. Council members removed the most debated portion of the proposal, allowing selected venues to remain open until 4 a.m.
They're not doing that no more.
Even though alcohol sales would stop at 2 a.m., they say that the a lot of supporters were saying that the staggered departure times would reduce large crowds and reduce violence.
Yeah.
But council members saying there's not enough evidence to prove later closings would make nightlife any safer. They are saying, though, that they might do a small pilot program with this to see if there's any changes with a few businesses. But as of right now, things are shutting down at 2 a.m. still in downtown.
Well, yeah. They've done this in bigger cities, and I think there's still pros and cons to that. They're still trying to work out the kinks when it comes to, you know, the bigger cities doing it.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see. But
and the kinks usually happen about 3 a.m.
Hey.
Hey-oh! All right, what else you got locally?
Okay, this is big news because the Artemis crew was at Red Rocks yesterday.
Yeah.
That's something special. And the rock star astronaut said they couldn't think of a better place to hold the big party.
This is probably the closest looking thing to the moon that there is on the planet. So it just seems fitting. That's not why it was chosen, but hey, it fits. It's like, hey, it's out here in the rocks, just like being on the moon.
Cute.
Yes, and just seeing the pictures and seeing how excited they were to see all the people who crowded in to Red Rocks. And there were a lot of things that they discussed, but some things that you don't even really think about when you're up there, right? Like the bathroom situation.
One of my favorite aspects is that we had a bathroom in this that had a door. It was quite nice to be able to shut a door.
It was nice.
Right? Like, when you, if you're up there, like, floating around in space, like, I think the bathroom situation would be one of the last things on my mind. But to have a door, it's the only place that they had a door the
that's
entire time
neat.
That they were up
although
there.
Although I kind of want to see a floating space turd, but maybe that's just me.
Maybe next time,
everybody's
Jeremy.
Dodging it.
Maybe next time.
My son went to this yesterday.
Yes!
A buddy called him up early and said, hey, I got an extra ticket. You're coming with me. And he was showing me some videos and pictures from the event yesterday. And those three, four crew members were treated like rock stars.
As they should be.
The video that they had beforehand, like the hype video and the music and everything. And then they came out and everybody was like, aah!
Cheering them on.
It was pretty darn awesome.
You see their reaction when they see the crowd. That's my favorite part of all the videos is they come out on stage and they look out at that sea of people and they're like, whoa,
Yeah. Like, I really enjoyed seeing them behind the scenes because if you're not familiar with behind the scenes, at Red Rocks, there's
backstage.
Like signature areas and everything where bands that they've for years and years have signed the walls, and there's pictures of iconic bands and stuff back there, and then there's these four astronauts behind the scenes at Red Rocks, and I was like, those are true rock stars
Absolutely, yeah.
Those are people that have truly achieved something magical, and it was really neat to see them there.
And the fact that they came here to see us, like, I love that. They could have went
anywhere
the world. And they decided to come to Red Rocks. So
I mean, how would you turn down an invite to Red Rocks? Who would do that?
I
you know?
You'd be crazy, right?
Yeah.
People would be like, they did
what? Send them back to the moon.
Exactly. Get them back
out
there.
Get them out of here.
But again, very, very exciting stuff for everybody here in Colorado. This is crazy news for people in Colorado. Last night, 22 flights were diverted from DIA to Colorado Springs as they were coming in to make the landing. And that's because of bad turbulence. And I'm like, it must have been really bad because I've had some turbulence recently. I mean, just when we came back in from New York.
Denver's known for it.
It gets
it's
so
the worst.
Bumpy. It really does. So
I hate flying. And that's when you make eye contact with your spouse or your lover coming back into Denver. You're like, this could be it.
Hold my hand, please. We don't know what's going to happen. But the fact that they had to land somewhere else means that it was really gnarly. But five total passengers did have to receive medical attention as of last night. So everyone's okay. Everyone's fine. But had to be some pretty crazy turbulence.
Yeah, we got a two bouncy situation here.
Yeah.
Two bouncy.
Well,
we got a TB situation.
Also, two bouncy. Imagine having to go to Colorado Springs. Then you're waiting at DIA
to pick
somebody up. They call you and they're like, "Hey, actually, can
I'm
you come
the,
get me down at like
the Broadmoor.
Air Force, the Broadmoor?" You're sitting there eating a steak, waiting for your ride to come.
It's
like,
not bad.
What?
Not bad.
Yeah, but
all.
Again, you're okay. I guess that's the good news there.
We got to get this bird on the ground.
And then here we go. go. Here's the last one. Alert the presses. That's us, huh? We are the presses.
Yep.
Walmart pistachio nut butter has been recalled.
You're a nut butter.
Salmonella. Here's the reason I'm telling you this story.
Salmonella.
We are one of the 19 states where this has been recalled, and I just bought some of this recently.
No!
Yes, so I bought it. I promised myself I would never, ever, ever buy it again.
I promised myself I would never buy nut butter ever again.
Self? You and nut butter? No, you don't mix. Because, and it's not because of salmonella. I'm going to tell
That's
you
the funniest
why.
Thing. Usually it's like, yeah. I promised myself I'd never date somebody
no.
like that again.
You will never have nut butter in your cupboard. It will never be an option for you. I ate the entire 6.7 ounce
no.
jar in one sitting. It's a very small jar.
You're going to get sick.
It's only like this big, but it was so good. I could not stop eating it. It was like
no, I got
I was
something
putting
for
it
you.
On bread.
I got something for
I was
you.
Just, what?
Here you go.
No, 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 no. Pew! Don't want no salmonella. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
So stay away from the Walmart pistachio nut butter.
I promised
right
myself
I did.
I wouldn't go back to nut butter.
I said so.
Since the great nut butter incident of 2019.
You can't control yourself around nut butter. Like, you go crazy, girl. Stay away. That's what I said to self.